We appreciate tonight the privilege to be here with you at Silver City Church. We're thankful for what our ears have heard, the good singing that we've heard, and so thankful today that the Spirit bared witness of it, and that was able to come and join ourselves together at Silver City Church, a place that we love, people that we love. Thank God today, a good place that's still standing on the rock, which is Christ Jesus. And revival's here, and we've been excited for a long time for revival. We've, ever since Russell asked us, we've been in anticipation and looking for it, and it's here now. And let's just go to meeting for the Lord. Let's have a good time. We're all here. We've got cleaned up. We've put on our good clothes to come to the house of the Lord. Now let's have a good time in God's house, and let's praise Him and worship Him and give Him glory and honor. He deserves all the glory and honor that it's tonight that we can give Him. So we're so thankful to be here tonight with Brody and Tyler and your good pastor, Brother Russell. We love Him from the bottom of our heart tonight. If you got your Bibles and you want to read along with us, we've written very, very familiar scripture, the 15th chapter of the book of Luke. And when we came here, we had something else on our thought we'd go a different way. And then this kept coming to our mind, and it being Father's Day. And as the young choir sang, the children's choir sung, it just confirmed our thought. And I thank God today that the Lord still speaks to His people. The book of Luke, the 15th chapter, very, very familiar scripture. And I got to get rid of this jacket. And you pray for us just for a few minutes that we might do and say just exactly what God would have us to. Book of Luke, 15th chapter, and starting with verse number 11. And it reads, and he said, a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the young son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. And there his substance wasted with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would have fain filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring here the fatted calf and kill it and let us eat and be merry. For my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and he was found. And they begin to be merry. And may God add his blessing to the reading of his precious, holy, and divine word. And tonight, if I'd have a thought I'd like to share with you, it would be I serve a good Father. Amen. This is Father's Day, a day that Michael prayed in his prayer that we've set aside to honor our fathers here, our natural fathers. And not only today, and thank God that I had a good natural father. A father here on this earth and a man that wasn't necessarily interested in being my best friend, but a man that was interested in me, raising me up in a way that I might be a productive citizen and might grow up to be a good man that loved God and loved my neighbor and feared God and treated others as I want to be treated. And I thank God today that my daddy was a man that I love me, and I thank God he wasn't a perfect man by no means, but I was a good man, and he loved me till the day that he died. He would give his life for me, and would have laid it down freely for me, and not only me, but all my brothers and sisters I served, and I had a good, good father. But as I said before, Daddy was an imperfect man. He was a good man, but he had faults and he had failures. He was a sinner. But tonight, I want to tell you about a good, good father that was a perfect man, a man that had no sin and a man that had no faults. That's the man I want to talk to you about tonight, and his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. Why, my earthly fatherly Westbrook was a good man, but he would have given me the whole world if it had been possible. But there come a time in my life when Daddy couldn't help me, and I had to realize how when I was lost in transgressions and sins, as good of a daddy as he was, he wasn't able to give me what I needed, and I had to turn to a man named Jesus. When I was 8 years old at Lebanon Baptist Church on a Tuesday night, the fourth week in July, and I cried out unto him, and thank God today that he had enough power today and enough grace to save my soul. And ever since then, he's been my heavenly father, and he's been my best friend. Thank God today he is my Savior today, and he loved me today with a love that's impossible to tell tonight, a love that's so big today. Oh, today, if the whole world only knew the love of God, I believe today they'd come running to an altar crying out saying, "How many sinners? What must I do to be saved?" Why, how the love of God today is so big. Why, how there's not enough words in the vocabulary to describe it. Why, God's love is so good. Why, how John 3:16, we all know the verse. It said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son today." Why, for you and for me today, for the whole world, if they'd only repent and call out on his name, why, today the world would be saved today. Let me say this today. Thank God today that I got a heavenly Father that hears me when I cry out unto him today. Why, he knows my voice and he hears me when I pray unto him, when I talk to him. And thank God today he talks back to me every now and again. Oh, today how good it is to be one of God's precious holy children today. Oh, today I wish you could know about this man named Jesus. And here tonight, if you don't know him before you leave here today, if you'll answer the call of God today, you can know him. That's the good thing about God. Today, if you'll come to him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, the Bible said, why, he in no wise turn you away, no matter where you've been, no matter what you've done. God says, "Come unto me and see if I won't save you today." Why, thank God today. What I read to you here tonight in the book of Luke about a man today, listen, he said he had two sons, and one of them, you know what happened to him. Today he got his eyes on the world and began to see something that the world made look so appealing today. Somebody said, "Well, sin, it's evil, it's ugly, it's disgusting, don't want anything to do with it." But I'll tell you tonight, what the carnal man wants is sinful things today. And Satan knows how to appeal to what the carnal man wants, and he will today make things look so appealing. He'll make it look so beautiful. And if you let him, he'll distract you and get your eyes off of what's really important today. While there's no doubt in my mind that this man, that this certain son had everything that he needed at home. Today I believe he had a daddy that loved him. A daddy that get up early in the morning and work late at night to make sure that his son had plenty to eat, shoes on his feet, a roof over his head, and had everything that he needed. Today, let me tell you today, but this boy, that got his eyes off what was important, and he began to fall prey to the lie of the devil today. Listen, hear me, and hear me well. You may have one foot in the world and be dabbling in sin and think there's no consequences to it. But I'll say this tonight. Your sin will take you further and then what you're willing to go tonight. The Bible said, lust when it is deceived brings forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, it brings forth death tonight. You know what sin will cost you if you don't repent of it. It'll cost you an eternal damnation, a separation from God forever and forever. Oh, how sad it is not to see a world slipping off into an eternal hell, burning in flames forever and forevermore. How sad and how senseless it is. You know why that is? Because they believe the lie of the devil tonight. He will tell you what you want to hear tonight. He will get you if you will listen tonight. If you let him to turn your back on God, and your time, your sin will take you further than what you're willing to go. I don't know why this young man, this certain son, left home, left mom and daddy, and down the road he went, wanted his inheritance from his father. And so you know what his father done? He gave him just what he wanted. Hey, tonight you better, I don't know, listen, and down the road he went, got half of his inheritance. The Bible says, raised it up, his living and righteous living. Had a good time. Lived it up in the world. I'm telling you tonight, had a pocket full of money. I don't know what all he done, but I know this, it wasn't good. He was living a life that he shouldn't be living. You know what's sad about the whole thing? The whole time he was in the world, living it up, dabbling in sin. You know why he had a home? A father that loved him. A father that was waiting on him. A father that was looking and begging and praying that wished his son would just come home. Oh, today, thank God. Hey, today for a good father. Hey, I remember when I was out in the world, living it up, thinking I was having a good time. But you know what was happening all the time at home? I had a daddy that was praying, son, just take care of my son. Thank God today. More than that, I had a heavenly father that heard his prayer, and thank God he answered it and brought me safe home. Thank God today we serve a good father. Oh, today, listen, this young son lived it up with the cares of this world. I don't know, listen, what was going through his mind. I don't know what makes any of us want us to turn our back on the things of God and held out into the world. But I'll say this tonight. The world ain't got anything to offer any of us. I tell you what, there's pleasure, the Bible says, in sin for a season. But that season will come to an end. But I'll say this tonight. The pleasures of God, the joys of God, thank God they don't grow old, but they are eternal. They will last forever today. Hey, today, thank God today. He's able to give us joy, peace, love. I thank God today we serve one that loves his children with an unwavering love. I listen to that. You might be here saying, preacher, I'm just like that prodigal son. I've done things I'm not proud of. I've been places I had no business being. Hey, tonight, listen, I'm not interested in where you've been tonight. I'm interested in where you're headed tonight. Thank God today. I don't need, Russell don't need, Brody don't need, Tyler, none of us need to know where you've been. Thank God, let me say this, God knows exactly where you've been tonight. Despite all of that, you know what he's doing. He's doing just like that prodigal son's father. He's standing out on the end of the hill, saying, won't you just come home? Won't you just come back into the family of God and be saved? Oh, today, listen, the Bible said that this prodigal son, listen, wasted all his substance on righteous living. Had no more money, had no more friends. And there he found himself
himself to be in want. Listen, the Bible said he went to had a hired servant. Listen, he said he would have fain filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, but no man would give it to him. Oh, he was hungry and had nothing to eat. That's what the world will do to you. And today you'll get out in the world, and all of a sudden there'll arise something inside of you, a spiritual hunger, an appetite for God that the world cannot give you. But Jesus will supply all your needs, the Bible said, according to his riches and glory. Hey, today, are you hungry? Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He said, you might eat the bread of this world and you will hunger again. But he said, if you eat this bread, thou shalt never hunger again today. Oh, thank God today I serve a good, good Father. I serve one, a good, good Father. I'm talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, the one that laid his life down on an old, old rugged cross. Why did he lay it down? So that I might have life and life eternal. I serve a good, good Father. The Bible said that when this young man came to himself, you know what his first thought was? He began to think about home. Began to think about daddy. Began to think about all the good times that he had at home. Hey, tonight, listen. Hey, today, don't you know he was hungry? Hey, today, that was the first thought maybe that come on his mind. I said, my father has servants and they all have plenty to eat. I'm just going to go back home and see if my daddy won't let me back in. And down the road, he began to make his journey home. No doubt what was on his mind when he headed back home to his father's house. I don't believe he knew what to expect. I thank God today. He said, I'll just go and ask daddy if I can be as one of thy hired servants. Today, listen, maybe he was expecting wrath. Maybe he was expecting judgment. Maybe he was expecting condemnation. And he did deserve it today. But thank God today, sin abound, grace much more did abound today. When he got home, he didn't find an angry father full of wrath, but he found a father that was full of love, mercy, and compassion. One that was waiting on his son to come home today. And listen here tonight, if you're lost and never been saved, you know what Jesus is doing. He's standing at the portals of glory saying, won't you just come back home? And today, if you've never known God's amazing grace, he's saying, come home today. Won't you just come back home? Hey, I'll say this, when I was 8 years old, I was lost, never been saved. And I didn't know what to expect when I was lost to get to the altar. I didn't know what would happen. But if I began to make my journey, and when I got to my father's house, hey, I'd heard all them preachers. Hey, tonight they'd say, come, it's better felt than told. I can't describe heaven to you, they'd say. I can't describe how good it is to be saved, they'd tell me. I didn't know whether to believe them or not. But I made my way to an altar. I bowed down on my knees and cried out unto God, and he saved me. And you know what I found out to be true? It is better felt than told. I can't describe how good it is tonight to be one of God's children and to serve a good, good Father. Even now when I mess up, even now when I sin, thank God my Father didn't shun me, didn't want to get me away. Thank God, but he still loves me and has compassion on me. Hey, tonight I serve a good, good Father. Thank God tonight for a good, good Father. The Bible said that servant, that young son come home, said, Daddy, I've sinned in heaven, just heaven, and in thy sight, and I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. But if you just have compassion on me, just give me a few crumbs of bread. I'm hungry and I'm starving and I need something to eat. Oh, tonight, don't you know he looked rough when he got back home? Hey, tonight I believe he stunk, don't you? I tell you what sin does. It stinks in the nostrils of God. Hey, today I believe when he got home, while his father might even smelled him before he seen him down there in the pig pen walling around with the hogs trying to get something to eat. But he didn't have nothing to eat. His belly was hungry. And I believe this. Hey, tonight his hair was all messed up. I maybe had dirt between his toes and his fingers, underneath his fingernails. He was a mess, no doubt. He was in trouble. Lord, tonight, but listen, when God, when his father seen him, hey, tonight, you know what he said. Hey, thank God today. His father didn't look on his outward appearance, but he came running to him, put his arms around him, kissed him on the cheek, and he said, "This is my son." He was lost, but thank God, now he is found. I believe that father wrapped his arms around him, kissed him on a dirty cheek, said, "Son, welcome home today," and gave him you know what the Bible said. Hey, listen, he said, "Kill the fatted calf, make it ready, thy son, which was dead, now is alive. Get me a robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger. This is my child today. This is my son. Get ready. He was dead, but now he's alive. Alive and well." Oh, today, listen, if you're here, lost and undone, you're dead. I'm telling you, you're dead, 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 in trespasses and sin. But before we leave here tonight, thank God you can be dead too, trespasses and sins. Thank God tonight, won't you come? I'm telling you right now, if you're lost and undone, spiritually speaking, you stink in the nostrils of God. But God is saying, "Come unto me." Listen, he won't turn you away. He'll give you everything that you've ever, ever needed, and a whole, whole lot more. A whole, whole lot more. I serve a good, good Father. A good, good Father. Holding out how good it is to serve a good, good Father. One that's full of love, one that's full of mercy, one that's full of compassion, one that'll give us everything that we need. Now listen, everything that we, not everything that we want. When I was a boy growing up, there's a lot of things I wanted, a lot of things I thought I deserved. But you know what my daddy was, hey listen, he told me no a bunch of times. But I'd say, "Daddy, listen, they down the street, they got it." He said, "Son, I don't care what they got down the street. That's his child. They can do whatever they want to do with him. But you're my son. And I'm going to see and I'm going to give you just exactly what you need." Ain't that what God is? Listen, a lot of people, a lot of so-called churches now want to be like the world. I don't want to be that way to you. I want what God wants me to have. No more and no less. I serve a good, good Father. A good, good Father, one that's so good that he gave his life for me. One that gave his life for you so that you might live and not ever die. So that you can be reunited with the Father and never be separated again. A Father that's full of forgiveness and compassion. My dad never will forget. My daddy was laying down in the hospital room down over at Northeast Georgia. Now, daddy was a preacher man, one that tried to live for God. I have a good, good Father. And I tell you what I done. I got in the world living like I shouldn't be living. Brought a disgrace, I thought, upon his name. Now, you know what I done? I went to the hospital bed and I looked daddy in the eye and I said, "Daddy, I'm sorry for all the things that I've done. I'm sorry for the shame I brought upon your name." You know what my daddy said? He said, "Son, you can never bring no shame upon my name." He said, "You're my son. You'll always be my child." That's just the way it is with God. Listen today. You may sin against God. You're a sinner. We're all sinners. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But if you'll come and just say, "God, I'm sorry," and repent of your sins, he will save you tonight. And you can have, you know what you could have? The best week of revival that you've ever had. It'll be a week that you never forget. It's been 35 years, Tuesday night, the fourth week in July, since I got saved. Boy, I tell you what, I was in trouble. I needed help. I needed help. I sit on that pew right there at Lebanon Baptist Church, and the altar was right here. You know what? It was only about 10 feet away, but it could have been a mile. That's how far it felt. And I just didn't think I could get there on my own. Shy little boy backwards. Listen, I don't know if you believe in going to people or not, but I'll tell you this, if God's in it, it'll be okay. I sat there and I thought, Lord, what am I going to do? I mean, I was lost as lost could be. And I looked up and I seen my daddy coming out of that pulpit, put his arm around me, said, son, what's the matter with you? Are you lost? And I said, yes, daddy, I'm lost. He said, do you want to go to the altar? I said, I believe I do. And I went up there and I got saved. And thank God I've been saved ever since. Redeemed, blood bought, purchased. By the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I serve a good, good Father. Do you know Him tonight? Do you want to know Him? I believe His arms are outstretched. Saying, won't you just come home? Come get you a song. And I've said that the God would have me to say. Tonight, if you're here and you've never been saved by God's amazing grace, oh, tonight, listen, this could be the greatest night of your life. The absolute best night of your life. Them old preachers used to say it's better felt than told. I thought, well, must be some pretty good stuff then. But you know what I come to find out? It's a whole lot better. The half what hadn't even been told to me. I can't describe how good God is to you. I can't describe how good it is to lay my head on my pillow at night and knowing if I die or if I awake, I'm a winner either way. While we stand and sing page, Russell, you and Brody, y'all come up here tonight, Tyler. While we sing the verse of this song, this altar's open. Won't you come tonight? Jesus is begging, pleading for you to come. Are you hungry? Are you in want? Are you lost? Listen, to everybody that's ever been saved, every person, you know what we had to be first? Lost. Lost and separated from God. There's no shame, listen, in being lost. Listen, they sung that song, I'm glad I got lost so I could be saved. Thank God it's the greatest thing that's ever happened in my life is to know that I went down, didn't have nothing to offer God. Went down, didn't have anything to offer Him. Couldn't give Him anything. But God didn't want nothing that I had. You know what He wanted was my heart to come humble and to say, Father, I've sinned in Thy sight. And I'm no more worthy to be called Thy son. But if You just let me be one of Thy hired servants, you know what He said? Thank God He said, you're one of my children. And I've been paid the price that you might have life and have life eternal. While we sing, won't you come tonight and be saved? Won't you come while Jesus is saying come?
I thought number one would surely be me. Thought I could be what I wanted to be. Thought I could build on life's sinking sand, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand.
I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountain's too high and the valley's too high. Down on my knees I learn to stand, but I can't even walk without you holding.
I thought I had done a lot on my own. Thought I could make it all alone. Thought of myself as a mighty big man, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand.
I can't even walk without you holding.
I learn to stand, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand.
My papa was a big old man. He held the world and me in the palm of his hand. He held us together, the family cornerstone. His voice was deep just like his faith. He always called me Sugar Babe. And what I wouldn't hear, to hear I love you one more time. He loved to read John 3:16, tapped along the hymns we sing. He loved us much more than earthly things. Sometimes when there's no answer or no reason for the pain, and I just can't wrap my head around the why of things that come my way, I still believe you hold a place for us in heaven. So even when my faith on earth is shaken, you're my safe haven. He said, my home's not here, no, I'm not bound. My home is built on higher ground. And where I'm going. Oh, goodbye don't mean a thing. There's gonna be some things I miss, but don't forget God promises we'll be together on the other side. Sometimes when there's no answers or no reason for the pain, and I just can't wrap my head around the why of things that come my way, I still believe you hold a place for us in heaven. So even when my faith on earth is shaken, you're my safe haven. It's comfort for my heart that breaks to know you're in a better place. I'll see your loving face again. I still believe you hold a place for us in heaven. So even when my faith on earth is shaken, my safe haven, you're my safe haven. My papa was a big old man. He held the world and me in the palm of his hand.